Grain futures, well, it's all about the wheat today, and more specifically Kansas City wheat, as the dryness has become pervasive in the western wheat belt. Last week, we froze the wheat on Monday, and then end of the week, we had it toasting and drying it. You could just say we freeze-dried it last week, and they said, oh, that's okay, we're going to have rain this week. Well, the rain's not materializing, because here's the day rain's supposed to be here, and it's not. Then they said, well, it'll arrive by the 1st of April. Well, they pulled that, and now we don't even see rain through April 9th. So the wheat market has a problem. We have a yield potential that is now at a serious state in the game, tumbling. And surprise, surprise, seasonals typically allow for a wheat rally this time of year into about mid-April. So maybe the next week or two could offer us something substantial here, taking out the highs made 2 weeks ago on wheat and probably elevating a little bit farther than that. Can we say $7 Kansas City wheat? Possible. After all, when beans were at 11, not many, but we did in our newsletter, Past Results Are Not Indicative of Future Results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. We were suggesting $12 beans, and well, we got there. So I am kind of suggesting a run to near $7 on this Kansas City wheat. If we come in next week and we're not seeing anything through mid-April, this thing is going to continue. May, Kansas City wheat right now up 13 and a quarter on the high of the day, 631. July up 12 and a quarter at 645 and a quarter. In Chicago, up 9.5 cents for May, 607 and a quarter. July picking up 8.75 cents to 617 and a half. Now, Minneapolis wheat, May contract just up 3.25 today at 644. July higher by 4.25, 658 and a quarter. September up 4.25, 674 and a quarter. All options for May contracts do expire tomorrow. Corn following the wheat trade, it's just up slightly on the day, up 1.25, 468 and a quarter. July up 1.25, 479. December corn, new crop, knocking on heaven's door, maybe close to five before the week's out, 494 and three quarters right now, up 1.5. Now, soybeans, they're awaiting the goody package from President Trump tomorrow from the EPA. Possible RVO, SRE announcements. Soybean oil up another 114 today to 68.23, heading back to recent highs, helping pull May beans up 6.25, 1178. July up 5.75, 1173.5. November, gaining a nickel, 1155. Now, cattle futures turning back higher on the day after being lower this morning. The box beef down another $1.06 on choice, while select down 216. We now have the choice select spread within just under $3 versus $5 yesterday. Board firming up after a lower most of the morning. It has broke away from Mr. Stock Market. April cattle up 25 cents, 234.67. June up 37 cents, 234.22. August gaining 32 cents, 231.92. In the feeders, April feeders up $1.55 now, 354.90. May is gaining $1.22, 351.27. August up 85 cents, 350.02. With October up 80 cents, 346.65. Hogs up 2 cents on the June, 104.15, up 30 on July, 106.47. Gold, given up yesterday's gains, we are down $166, $4,386. May silver down $4.78, $67.85, while that dollar is up 30 at 99.69. Bitcoin, last day for the March contract, down $1,880 at $68,980. And over in the crude oil, heading back up again, because why? The weekend's coming, and is President Trump going to be doing some pounding over the weekend again if Iran does not succumb to its five-day warning? Crude oil up $4.81. May contract, $95.13. June up $3.86, $91.64. Gasoline, May, 14 cents a gallon higher, $3.10. Diesel fuel up 29 cents a gallon, $4.10 a gallon. Any questions, you can find us at heartlandinvest.com, where you can get a free look at our newsletter for 30 days. Check it out, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.